likely to become a tropical depression as it drifts northward. It's a dry night again. It's a mostly dry day tomorrow. There is a chance of a pop-up thunderstorm with all that heat coming back, but generally a stable atmosphere remains in place. 70s to 80 for the morning, lower 90s for the afternoon tomorrow. Likely showers and storms Friday late in the day, and then coming and going, off and on heavy, Saturday as well as Sunday.
Thinking about retirement? Make sure a My Social Security account is a part of your plan. A My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal earnings history and benefit status. You can find out if you're eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and more. Plan for your future. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Clay and Huck for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Clay and Huck want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Clay and Huck for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now let's go live and direct to Clay and Huck for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right, well, welcome. We are Liberty and Lockdown, and I am Huck.
And I'm Dave.
Yes, and again, we still have to fix that commercial, don't we?
Yeah, we're still friends with Clay, though.
Yes.
He's just gone a different direction, has his own radio broadcast called What's Your Passion?
That's right, and so you can do some podcasting with Clay at What's Your Passion, right?
That's correct.
So, okay, well, we have a lot to talk about today in such a short time, but public service announcements, objectivepolicyassessment.org, objectivepolicyassessment.org. You can go there to donate towards the school system reform that we were talking about and we have been talking about with Dr. Merrifield. We have goals to turn Louisiana from 50th to number one.
Sounds great.
In school reform, right? And Dr. Merrifield has decided he would donate 5% of all those donations to Liberty or Lockdown.
Woohoo!
Yep, exactly. So you can also go to Americas on Telegram and check that out. There's lots of interesting stuff in TWO Americas in Telegram. The Women's Republican Club of New Orleans, Martha Huckabee, that would be me, former Senator Albert Guillory, Dr. Robert Little, Dr. Woody Rice, former candidate Claston Bernard. He ran for a second congressional district. We are going to do some wonderful things very soon, so you guys need to stay tuned. We are going to hold a dinner for Ray Garofalo. It was supposed to be tomorrow, but it is canceled. So those of you who are listeners, do not go to Andrea's tomorrow and look for our dinner. We rescheduled it to it was for June 18th tomorrow, but we've rescheduled it to July 16th. I'm sorry, July 18th. At 5:30. I'm going to have to check that. What's the July date? Will you check that real quick for me? And the third Friday. It's the third Friday of July, okay? And that would be at 5:30 at Andrea's. The tickets are $47 at the door. And if you want to attend, you can email us at WRCNO2016@gmail.com. That's the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans. WRCNO.
Third Friday will be the 16th of July.
Okay, there you go. July 16th, 5:30, Andrea's. WRCNO2016@gmail to do your reservations. The Women's Republican Club of New Orleans, former Senator Dr. Albert Guillory, youngest Republican State Central Committee, Alex Berthelot, attorney Christopher Alexandra, will be honoring Representative Ray Garofalo for all his hard work and dedication within the House of Representatives. We want to recognize the importance of his fight against critical race theory and his bill to ban CRT. The decisions he has made to stand for what is right has come with a price. We honor him as one of the few that has chosen to face down the pressures of the opposition on behalf of our children in Louisiana. Mothers across the United States, like myself, are speaking up against CRT. And the mothers in the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans understand the importance of a good and wholesome education. One with programs that teach our children how to treat others with love and respect and not to divide our children according to their race. Will you join us in honoring Representative Ray Garofalo on Friday, June
16th? No, July 16th.
I'm sorry, July 16th.
Be there.
July. Let me get that right. July 16th at Andrea's at 5:30. Okay. So you can also Venmo. You can look for my name, Martha Huckabee, and Venmo be the $47 put on there, WRCNO, or you can pay at the door $47. All right? Real quick, I wanted to mention, did you hear about John Bel Edwards' press relief today on hurricane preparations?
No, what did he say?
He talked about the top three priorities to get ready for the hurricane preparations.
Okay.
Is to get the COVID vaccine.
Okay, yeah,
to get
right.
the COVID vaccine.
Right.
And to make sure you get the COVID vaccine.
Right.
Yes. No joke.
Oh, incredible.
Yes. So, you know, in order to prepare for a hurricane these days, you have to get the COVID vaccine.
Well, you know, I went down to give blood today, and nobody in there has got COVID. In fact, very few people anywhere have it anymore. But yet, you got to wear a mask when you go inside the blood center. They won't even take your blood if you're not wearing a mask.
That's insane.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. Speaking of COVID, should I talk about this now or
yeah,
later?
Yeah, that's your segue.
Okay. Well, the numbers in Louisiana continue to drop. On average, we're having about 240 positive tests per day, and this is out of 4.6 million people. So this is about one out of every 20,000 people getting a positive test. So Jefferson Parish has got 434,000. People. So break it down into 21 neighborhoods and one person in each neighborhood probably tested positive. They're not dying, that's for sure. The death rate in Louisiana right now is about four per day attributed to COVID, and this is out of 4.6 million people. Normally 133 people die every day, so only four of those are being attributed to COVID. And if you look at it nationwide, I want to bust out laughing. I don't want to mess up the microphone by going into the microphone. But nationwide, the number of positive tests was on January the 9th, there were 279,364 tests. This is nationwide. And this is out of 332 million people. So that is one out of every 1,188 people tested positive in January. Okay. Now it's been, 5 months? Instead of 279,364 as of yesterday, there were about 12,000. That's a drop of 95.6% since January. So, guys, nobody, hardly anybody is getting COVID anymore. If you get COVID, go see your doctor. But the government bureaucrats are still trying to keep us living in terror. So nationwide, out of 332 million people, 12,000 get a positive test. And that's like one out of every, 38,000 people or something like that. And they're not dying. The number of deaths has dropped off to practically none. So we keep hearing, oh, you need to make sure that you get vaccinated so we don't have a recurrence because we've got these other things spreading around. Okay, these statistics from Johns Hopkins University are nationwide, and they would include all strains, and it's dropped by 96%. And if you look, go to libertyoflockdown.live, click on the More tab over the right side, and you'll see something that says Mr. Prentice. That's where the statistics are. Click on that. It'll drop down, and you'll see there's a graph from Johns Hopkins University, and it's just absolutely plummeted nationwide. There's so few people testing positive anymore, but yet the governor says the most important thing is get vaccinated for COVID. Well, you know, I'm wondering something. When I went to get to give blood today, oh, and I want to recommend you give blood. It's needed.
Yes, it is.
When I went in, the blood center automatically does a test for antibodies, and I'm waiting a few days to find out if I have the antibodies. But you keep hearing the politicians say, well, it doesn't matter. You got to get vaccinated. Okay, the purpose of a vaccination is so that you will develop antibodies. If you already have the antibodies, why in the world would you need to get vaccinated?
Yeah, well, that was the question when they gave the vaccine to my mother-in-law, and she had just survived COVID two weeks prior. Yeah. So she had the antibodies in her, yeah. And she should not have been vaccinated.
Right.
And then what happened?
She died.
She died.
Yeah.
That's right. So.
And a few weeks ago, Dr. Little was on this program, and he talked about something that the State Department of Public Health had sent out, saying that the two RNA vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer, that the medical doctors were cautioned to be careful about giving those out too extensively because they can cause heart trouble in young men. You know what? The CDC said the same thing. There's a website, Reuters.com has an article about this is what the CDC has said, exactly the same thing that Dr. Little said. The Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines can cause heart troubles in younger males. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess since I'm an old guy, I'm okay.
But well, you know, we're going to have to throw the Johnson & Johnson in there, too, because all three have the spike proteins in them. Well, and it's the spike proteins that are actually causing the heart problems.
And a few days ago.
And liver, blood clots.
And a few days ago, the federal government ordered Johnson to throw out 60 million contaminated doses of vaccine. 60 million contaminated doses.
Yeah.
I'm not confident about any of those.
No. Earlier on, I was saying if you're going to get them, go with the Johnson & Johnson because it was more of the old school, vaccines. It didn't have the mRNA. But now I wouldn't trust any of the three.
Yeah.
When we get back, we have a few callers on. So if you callers could just wait on, we'll return very soon. All right. Thank you. And this is Liberty or Lockdown.
Our founding fathers away. Taking freedoms away. So send the message, I've had enough. We the people say.
We are having a party. It's WGSO's 75th anniversary party, and we're looking for all of you to come celebrate with us. If you're a local business, take advantage of this opportunity to be a sponsor for our big 75th anniversary party. We have great sponsorship packages offering tremendous benefits for our partners. If you're interested, contact me, Jeff Cruer, at jeff@wgso.com or 504-669-6076.
World-renowned Brennan's Restaurant is steeped in wine, and for the first time in 70 years, its award-winning wine program is led by an all-woman team. I'm Braith Tidwell, the wine director at Brennan's, and my gifted team of certified sommeliers stand ready to pair the perfect bottle from our vast cellar of 1,400 selections and 15,000 bottles with your fabulous meal. Brennan's fabled two-story cellar has it all, including a deep collection of French Burgundies, limited-run California vintages, and over 100 selections of champagne and sparkling wines.
Brian Diaz with the NOLA Drink Show. Join me as we explore the world of drinking food in New Orleans and beyond, Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO. Exclusive content at NOLADrinks.com. Cheers, y'all.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A message from the National Police Association. It used to be that any able-bodied person would offer to assist a police officer in danger. Now, passers-by are more likely to take a video. There's a better use for your phone when an officer's in trouble. Call 911. Tell the operator where you are and what you see. Then, start your video to provide evidence later. To learn more about how you can assist law enforcement, visit nationalpolice.org. That's nationalpolice.org.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Coming June 17th, enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Thursdays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
I pledge allegiance.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We're going to take one of our guest callers real quick. All right, Mark, are you there, Mark? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just felt compelled to call in because obviously I'm frustrated with the, what are we going on, 15, 16 months of this PSYOP?
Yeah, 16
The greatest
months.
PSYOP in the history of mankind.
Yeah.
I mean, supposedly this came from Bat Suit, which is, to me, a crock of you-know-what.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of mainstream media blames China and this and that, or they blame Russia. Like, one side's blaming China, and one side's blaming Russia, but America's in cahoots in a lot of ways with China. If that wasn't the case, we wouldn't be doing so many dealings with them. Just go through Walmart, see how much is made in China. And to blame Russia for everything is asinine, because to me, they're an ally. They're a natural ally, because they are a Christian nation.
Listen, I have to agree with you. I have to agree with you. And actually, what you're talking about is part of our show today. So listen in to one of our callers, attorney Christopher Alexander. You're going to enjoy what he has to say. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, Mark?
All right.
All right. Our next caller, we're going to bring in Woody Jenkins. Woody Jenkins is a friend of mine. I really appreciate this man. I appreciate his wisdom and his fight for liberty. So, Woody Jenkins, are you there?
I am. It's so good to join you, Martha, and hello to everyone.
Hello. Thank you so much. I hear we have a victory, huh?
In the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, Pastor Tony Spell from Life Tabernacle in Baton Rouge Central, he actually did have a good victory before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. He, is facing criminal charges for the crime of holding church during the pandemic. And there are several legal matters pending about it, but one of them is that he sued Governor John Bel Edwards for violating the First Amendment, and the district court threw that out. But it went up before a three-judge panel at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and they said that the case should not have been thrown out, and that if you look at the Supreme Court decisions recently in the Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn case in New York against Andrew Cuomo, and the California case, South Bay Pentecostal, against Governor Newsom, the Supreme Court both held in both of those cases very similar to the case of Life Tabernacle, that you just can't violate the First Amendment. The First Amendment does not go on vacation or sabbatical during a pandemic, it said. So, yes, now it'll go back to the district court, but it's for further hearings. But I think that victory in that case is destined to be, because
I believe
the district court has to follow the Supreme Court decision, and you're dealing with a very similar case. So, yes.
Will it go before the same judge? Can they get another judge?
It'll go before the same judge.
But, it will.
These judges are usually, when they're directed to do something, they need to do it, and they generally do it. So we'll see what happens.
Well, we'll be praying for that.
And, of course, the other big news is Yes, the other big news is the legislature, and I can give you a report on some of the things that happened there if you'd like me
to. Sure. How much time do we have? Go ahead.
Yeah, how much time do you have?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, so we are working at the Central City News, which is a newspaper we publish in the city of Central near Baton Rouge, a voter's guide to the 2021 session of the legislature. And we're going to cover about 20 votes in the Senate, and 20 votes in the House, rather, and 15 key votes in the Senate that will help people understand how their representatives are voting. And they may be surprised because some of the people who are under the Republican banner are actually voting like liberal Democrats.
Yes,
and
they are.
It's very discouraging to see because, you know, we have about a 2/3 majority in both the House and the Senate, but the RINOs, or Republicans in name only, really have a swing position, you know. But
they're doing damage to the Republican Party.
Absolutely. Let me just run through real quickly some of the key bills so you'll see what's coming up and see,
sure.
You'll be able to see how your representative and senator voted. And I'll just run through. These are key bills. They did not necessarily pass or fail. I can tell you about that if you want to talk about any details. But here are some of them being followed. Senate Bill 156 by Senator Beth Mizell to prohibit biological males from competing in girls' sports.
Hooray.
House Bill 352 by Representative Hodges to require the teaching of American history and civics throughout high school. House Bill 416 by Representative Hodges to teach more about World War II and the Holocaust in Louisiana high schools.
Good.
And H.R. 202 by Representative Hodges, memorializing Bessie to adopt state content standards in social studies that would emphasize traditional American history.
You think that would have already been implemented, huh?
Yes. And, you know, and three of those four bills that I just mentioned did not pass. So we have a long way to go. Now, in the area of liberty, H.C.R. 5 by Representative McCormick to suspend all criminal penalties which could be imposed against a pastor for holding worship services during an emergency declared by the governor. And so this is exactly the Reverend Tony Spell situation, and that did pass into law, and it's a suspension of a law, so it can't be vetoed. So that was a real important thing. HB 349 by Representative Kathy Edmondson prohibits the printing on your driver's license of whether you're vaccinated or not. HB 498 by Representative Edmonds to prohibit discrimination by government agencies if a person does not take the vaccine. HB 103 by Representative McCormick saying that no business can be held liable for failing to mandate vaccines. And then Representative Friedman, House Bill 149, to allow the legislature to terminate not only an entire emergency order, but any part of an emergency order. Now, all of those passed, and we're waiting to see if the governor signs them or vetoes them.
Okay, so what do we need to do? What do our listeners need to do? They need to call?
I'm not sure, because if you contact John Bell Edwards and say, this is the conservative position, sign this bill, I don't know that that helps or hurts, because a lot of these legislators, he's already targeting them. He's cutting off funding in their districts for projects. And
all right. Well, Woody, thank you so much. We're getting ready to go to a break, and we appreciate you calling in. And I will be in touch with you soon, and hopefully you can call back. Thank you, Woody Jenkins. Thank you so much. Okay. We're going on a break now. Thank you.
The Terrence Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour is here once again every Saturday at WGSO 990 AM from 1 to 2 p.m.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway, open 24 hours a day, the place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall, God is in the workplace, and everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
This is David Jeremiah inviting you to join me here on Talk Radio 990 every weekday at either 5:30 or 6:30 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. Governor Edwards agrees to withdraw Louisiana from the federally boosted unemployment program early in exchange for a small boost in state benefits next year. The business community is celebrating the news. National Federation of Independent Business State Director Don McVeigh says this will push more people into the workforce.
Our small business owners, past about 4 months, they've been reporting at about 45% average that they can't find qualified workers. They can't get workers in the door.
Louisiana will cease accepting the $300 federally boosted payments July 31st. And a disturbance off the Bay of Campeche is now projected to develop into Tropical Storm Claudette and make landfall somewhere in south central or southeast Louisiana early Saturday morning. NWS forecaster Megan Williams says it could dump half a foot of rain over parts of the state, but exactly where is still up in the air.
You know, it'll be much clearer for us once we actually have something that forms down there.
LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
This is for those who always show they care, who told their kids everyone 12 and older is eligible for a COVID vaccine, those who explained to their cousins that vaccines prevent nearly 100% of hospitalizations and deaths from COVID-19. This is for the ones protecting those they love. Thank you.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov, paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
How much money is 30 seconds worth to you? If you hire a non-licensed contractor, it could cost you thousands of dollars and hours of headaches. Take 30 seconds to save thousands. Go to lacontractor.org and make sure he or she is licensed, like thousands of great contractors here in Louisiana. That's lacontractor.org. Or get our free mobile app, LA Contractor, in your app store. Take 30 seconds to save thousands now.
This is David Duplantier, Dean of Christ Church Cathedral on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans, the diocesan cathedral for the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana, inviting you to join us weekly for our live broadcast on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We also invite you to learn more about the cathedral at our website, ccc.nola.org.
WGSO. From the Buca Ray
to Funchal Square,
things have changed. WGSO, do you know what it means to love New Orleans?
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Boy, have we got a show for you this week. Ever wonder where all the great songs have gone? Well, we found them. Hey everyone, I'm Pat Matthews, your host of 70s Deja Vu, and once again, I'll be looking in the rearview mirror, and I'll see you in the back seat. Join me for some great music, all selected to get you going on 70s Deja Vu. Sunday morning at 7 a.m., right here on 990 AM WGSO.
If you or someone you know has been impacted by a drunk or drugged driving crash, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is here to help.
call Mothers Against Drunk Driving's 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MADD-HELP. That's 877-MADD-HELP, or visit madd.org for more information.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. We have callers that we're going to bring in right now, but if you'd like to call in, that number is 504-556-9696. 504-556-9696. Let's bring in attorney Christopher Alexander. He's on the line and been waiting patiently. Christopher, are you there?
Hey, Martha, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. It's good to hear your voice. I know that you want to talk to us a little bit about the companies that are promoted, the leftist promotion, they promote the companies here in America.
Yes, and I got to tell you, Martha, the research that I've done, and I've researched this pretty exhaustively, it's alarming, the number of quote-unquote American corporations and companies that are controlled by China or other foreign interests, but mainly by China. China at this point has a massive grip on the American economy.
This is scary.
It is scary. They basically own half of Africa already. They own half of Canada, and they probably own half of the United States right now with all of the investors in the different companies we have. Let me give you just a few examples.
Sure.
Of companies we own. AMC Theaters is owned and controlled by China. The movie theaters that our kids go in and watch movies, owned and controlled by China. Coca-Cola. China has a significant interest in Coca-Cola, and Coca-Cola is also a very leftist organization. I mean, they have ads now where, same-sex people making out on their ads.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's very true. Target, China has a significant interest in Target, and they promote the transgender bathrooms. You know that.
Oh, I know. I know that.
Snapchat. Is controlled by China.
Yeah, I remember when Trump was president, he had said something about, warning your children to stay off the Snapchat because China was able to spy through it.
No question about it. General Motors. Mm-hmm. China has a controlling interest in General Motors, believe it or not. General Electric, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sheraton University. Universal.
Morgan Stanley.
Yeah, Morgan Stanley. It's a good point. So between the American companies that are controlled by China, American companies that simply promote values that we reject, like Target, Disney, Netflix, what a poisonous riot that is.
Very poisonous.
And so literally I compiled a list of probably 120 American companies that are either controlled or owned by China or their investors, or are simply very radical in the way that they, the politicians they support, the donations that they make. And I think as conservatives, we have a responsibility to promote America, not only in the candidates we support and the things we say, but in the way that we spend our money. And
I posted all of your all the research that you did. You sent to me with the company's names on our Liberty or Lockdown Facebook page. So if you're interested in that, our listeners can go to our Liberty or Lockdown. Lockdown is two words on Facebook, and you can get the list of those companies that are supported by China, which there are so many. And real quick, I have my own personal story about that. I opened up a cabinet store called Sophisticated Cabinetry right after Katrina. I was a project manager. I build houses for a living. And so I decided, well, since I can build a house, I know I can design a kitchen, right? So I opened up a cabinet store and I taught myself that CAD program. I had, I think, 5 salespeople, and we had a 10,000 square foot store. It was beautiful in Miro, Louisiana. Within 1 year, 13 Chinese companies came in and sat next, and put in their business within, I'd say, 5 miles. I mean, it was very close. And they shut us down. They shut us down. Oh. I was so furious that here I am, you know, an American citizen, and I'm being shut down by the old rickety, you know, Chinese. They were so flimsy, and I had custom cabinets, too. And they were affordable. Yeah. So I got shut down.
What an eye-opener for you.
Yes.
Two final points here. Do you realize that the vast majority of the accessories that Dollar General sells, Dollar General, come from China? China makes money whenever you walk into Dollar General and make a purchase. Mattel, the toy company, most of their accessories are made in China. I mean, the list never ends.
Yeah.
Martha.
Yeah, the Ritz-Carlton. Why is that China? That's Chinese invested? Wow.
So we are, and the last point I'll make is this, collectively as American patriots, collectively, no matter how much money we do or don't have, collectively we have a lot of power in the terms that they, in our buying power. So I want to offer my number and my email right here before I get off the phone. Anybody who wants to contact me, I have a number of ideas of things we can do to support American manufacturing, and I'm continuing to work on this. So can I give my email?
Absolutely. Please do.
My cell phone number is 225-333-6434. That's 225-333-6434. My email is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at jcalaw.us, and I'm forming a group. We're going to learn how to collectively support American manufacturing and be made fully aware of all the corporations and companies that are either ideologically opposed to us or are owned by our foreign adversaries. And I really thank you for the opportunity to come on.
Oh, well, you're welcome to come back every week and continue to help me with this. This is something that we collectively have to do as citizens and local citizens, too. We need to start at the bottom up and make sure that we wake up our families and our friends to what's going on to our communities right here in our neighborhoods. Sure. So it's very important.
Martha, mm-hmm. You're so right, and it's not optional for us.
No.
When we know the truth, we have an obligation to avoid evil, support the good.
Yes.
And this applies to how we spend our money as much as it does to any other part of our lives. Either we're all in or we're not. Just like Jesus said, either you're all with me or you're against me.
Yeah.
And
thank
so
you.
That's the way I look at it. So 225-333-6434. And I look forward to talking with your folks.
And you can go on Liberty or Lockdown and put that number and that email on our page so that our listeners can go there. All right. Well, thank you so much, Christopher Alexander. We appreciate you. And we'll see you next week. Okay.
Thank you for all the great work you do.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Well, we have another caller. This is a young gentleman who I have come to know and like. His name is Alex. Alex Berthelot. Are you there?
I am, Martha. How are you?
Thank you for being patient. I'm doing very well. Alex Berthelot, I know that you have some great ambitions, don't you?
You can say that again.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and how can young people impact Louisiana politics?
Well, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. I mean, it's a great pleasure. I mean, of course, to be on your show, and of course, to also be your friend. I mean, we think alike, and it's wonderful to have an ally in that department. So
yes, we do, don't we?
In Louisiana, it's funny because 21% of Louisiana's voter base is under the age of 29, and that to me is a low number because I'd like to see it go higher, but obviously you can't control that. But quite frankly, the people in that demographic, my demographic, my generation, mm-hmm. are leaving Louisiana in droves to Texas, California, Florida, well, simply for the tax purposes, but also for job purposes. And, I mean, we can thank the state Democrats for that, as they're killing the oil and gas industry and killing all kinds of electronic industries that we could be going into and obviously making Louisiana a Florida or a Republican-type stronghold to where everybody wants to come be part of the Louisiana way. Mm. And I mean, you know, just, I haven't really thought about this one. If you asked me a year ago if I would ever jump into politics like that, I'd probably tell you you're crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, I got elected to the State Central Committee at 20 years old. And at that point, I'm thinking, what can I do to change the way that Louisiana looks at the younger generation?
That's
and
right.
I think that with the state party, that they have been very helpful in terms of voter education and voter outreach. And I can't thank them enough. I mean, getting our younger voter education out there. I mean, it's crucial. That is the number one thing. If we educate the next generation of leaders in this state, the next governors, the next state representatives, whatever you may have it, it'll change Louisiana for the better. I can tell you that.
Right. I know you and I were talking about, you know, some of the things that are happening in within the House, and we're recognizing some of the Republicans that really aren't real Republicans, and it's disappointing. And, you know, I know that Republicans don't like to hear the word rhino and that it's offensive to them, but at the same time, it's offensive to us who are true, real conservative Republicans, and that we believe in our platform, and we believe in our America, and we believe in our liberties and our freedoms. And when we have people that are on the right and they don't really belong there, their values are really leftist, it's disappointing that, you know, they actually are deceiving us. So it's offensive to me that they are representing me when they don't represent me and many of people that are like me.
Exactly. And I mean, that all stems from the start of it. I mean, everybody I talk to, I say, well, I give the Democrats extreme credit for the way that they're going around things. I mean, they've got a tight grip on high schools, on colleges, on every sort of institution. And quite frankly, that's where this radical theory of all people that have money are bad and all people that are of a certain political ideology are bad, that's where it all starts. And I mean, we need to make inroads to say, hey, look, not everybody's a bad person, but we can look at the situation a lot differently. I mean, I had the pleasure to go to Mar-a-Lago and actually see the president and the governor.
I saw those pictures. They were awesome. Yeah, that was an honor.
Oh, it was phenomenal. I mean, I'd love to go back, of course. But, I mean, that's right there. And then if somebody were to see, well, this is how getting through life as not necessarily the nicest person in the world, but also not looking at it as everybody else that gets you, that's kind of eye-opening.
I'd rather him be so blunt with his words and expose the communist, liberal, leftist agenda to destroy America instead of me. I'm not worried about, you know, him being blunt. That doesn't bother me one bit. What bothers me is when you are kind or when you use really fancy words and you look me in the eye and you straight lie to me. That bothers me.
And that bothers me, too, and I'm glad that we had somebody with such
brazenness.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to get through the trenches and basically tell people what they want to hear instead of the lies that politicians spew almost every day. So,
well, we're going to be seeing you. We're changing the date. Tomorrow night's been canceled, but we'll see you July 16th at 5:30. You'll be joining us at the Women's Republican Club in New Orleans, honoring Ray Garofalo. Thank you so much for calling in. All right. And we will talk with you later. Do we have time for one caller? Okay. Let's take Matthew. Matthew, are you there?
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you so much for holding. Yeah, we have less than a minute.
Okay, Dave, I'm going to send you yet another FLCCC video on ivermectin and its treatment for long-haul COVID. And guess how it does it? It scavenges and wraps the spike protein, which may be responsible for many of the adverse side effects.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that. Thank you so much. Okay, well, we'll see you next week. This is Huck and Dave.
That's right.
We're Liberty or Lockdown. Thank you very much.
You ever have a legal question and wonder if your brother-in-law was really the person you should be asking? Well, I've got good news for you. There's a new show co-hosted by me, Big John Mason, and fellow Louisiana licensed attorney Richard Wolf. Ask a Louisiana Lawyer every Saturday from 10 a.m. to noon on WGSO, broadcasting live from New Orleans, where you can call and ask your legal question without having to pay a dime.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's 7 p.m. on Mondays. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
Looking to make a difference in your community this year? Let New Orleans Habitat help. Volunteering with New Orleans Habitat is easy and satisfying. Help build a house, spruce up a block, or spend an afternoon selling gently used furniture, appliances, and more in our two restore locations. Research shows that when you volunteer, it increases your happiness. So come on, get happy and volunteer with New Orleans Habitat. Visit habitat-nola.org to learn more.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Louisiana's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. Sorry to cut you off there, Matthew, but I just want to mention he was saying that ivermectin, Dr. Little was talking about that a little bit, saying that the ivermectin actually attacks the spike protein and that all three of the vaccines have the spike protein. That's the antidote or the you know, that's what they use to combat the supposable COVID-19 virus. So that's something to look into. Yeah. All right, Dave, what do you have for us?
Well, I just want to mention very briefly, in 2 days is Juneteenth. Juneteenth. What's that? June the 19th. President Lincoln. Oh, he was a Republican. He issued the Emancipation Proclamation, and the Democrat governors of the southern states wouldn't allow it to go into effect. But in Galveston, Texas, in 1865, when the Union conquered it, they made the proclamation on June 19th to the slaves saying, you are free. So Juneteenth is a big deal. I think Joe Biden wants to make it into a federal holiday.
Well, he already did. I heard today he signed it into law.
Okay. But regardless, it is a big deal. It marked really the end of...
They've been freed. The slaves have been freed.
Yeah.
Yeah. But here we are in 2021. You know, it's really as if they weren't freed.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it sound like the slaves were never free and that everyone is still enslaved. And technically we are. I mean, you're enslaved to the mask when you're wearing it and you don't need it because we know it doesn't work. Correct. And that's all a bunch of bogus baloney there.
And I wanted to bring out one other thing. There's a penalty for not wearing a mask. There's a university up in, where is this university? They've announced, and it's in Memphis, Tennessee, they've announced that any student who has not been vaccinated can attend the university for an extra $1,500 fee.
Oh, nice.
Every year.
So they're going to fine you for not being vaccinated.
That's correct. $1,500. I don't think I've seen any kind of law that says you can do that, but they don't care about laws. They're just going to do whatever they feel like.
Well, again, I'm not anti-vaxxer. My whole family's been vaccinated, and so, but it's really nobody's business. You know, I don't walk around with a little card saying, hey, I'm vaccinated. And I don't ask other people. But people sure do tell you these days, hey, I've been vaccinated.
I've been vaccinated against yellow fever. Have you?
I don't know.
Well, then, what are you doing coming in here near me? Anybody that hasn't been vaccinated against the stuff I've been vaccinated against.
Is that the one where it gives you the big mark on your arm when you're a kid?
You know, the idea is whatever you need, you should get. And so with the way the tests have dropped, the positive tests, I just don't see any need for it. If it's absolutely required, I'll get it. But then if you go someplace like India, yeah, you got to get it. Okay. So it should be on a need basis, not on an automatic governmental decree.
Right, right. And it's certainly not the first or second or third thing I would go do to protect myself from a hurricane. All right, we have a caller on the line. I think we have Flaming Conservative. You have just a few seconds. Flaming Conservative, how are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Sister Huck. good afternoon, Brother Dave.
Hi.
What you got?
Okay. I want to mention something. Last night, Blunder Biden made a blunder. He was saying systemic racism is one of the causes of the climate change crisis. Ha! Have you ever heard that?
I heard that he said that.
That's insane. I mean, we're in the twilight zone.
And he calls Ronald Reagan the biggest racist in history.
Who did? Biden?
Yes, he did. He said that's why he passed Juneteenth, because of Ronald Reagan and
he's
Donald
an idiot.
Trump. Well, Joe Biden is a big racist.
He's the biggest racist I know in my time, I can tell you that.
He calls young black children roaches crawling on his leg.
He is the epitome of white supremacy, Biden. That's my two cents. All right, well, thank you so much, Flaming Conservative. We appreciate your comments, and we have Tony on the line. How are you doing this evening, Tony?
Hello there, Martha. Dave, how y'all doing?
It's good to hear your voice, sir.
Yeah, listen, I heard y'all talking with somebody earlier. Was that Chris?
Christopher Alexander. He's an attorney out of Baton Rouge.
Okay, I wasn't sure who that was. Listen, y'all were talking about the stores and the businesses in America and stuff, and they do business with China. Last weekend, I happened to be listening to One America News, and they have a guy on there by the name of Pearson Sharp, and he has been expounding about things in America. And one of the things he brought out was 5,000 corporations in America, 5,000 now, are all the boards of these corporations are run by LGBTQ people.
Really?
The whole operation, and they're all for everything that Obama and Biden are for. And that they go out and they actually try to disrupt the businesses of other people, create havoc in the way that the shoppers will not go, and then they fund and support. Think about it. Do you all remember when AT&T was a monopoly and they were broken up?
Yes, I do.
Yep.
Okay. You have 1 minute, so we got to go real quick.
All right, here we go. Listen, AT&T since then has been on a vengeance for their because basically now they are they got rid of the word monopoly and we use the word oligarch. You have to remember that. They own so many companies now. They have the Democrats and some Republicans have rigged it
so that they
own these corporations.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your call. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next week. This is Liberty or Lockdown. Thank you. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the pledge of allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white, blue, flying high on a farm. Semper Fi.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Friday, Ringside All-Star Chris Holton checks in with us. We'll visit with WGSO host Eric Schein. and we'll discuss the hot topics of the day with Ringside All-Star Donna Carol Voss. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
My name is Eric Schein. My program is Maritime Matters. Listen in on WGSO 990 AM, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Central. I'm a graduate of the Federal Military Service Academy, veteran naval officer with many truths to tell and warnings to give. Talking about history, all things maritime, and much more. Program centers on our water's edge, maritime borders, and international rights of way as integral parts of our important civil defense and national security systems and the maritime dangers we are now facing.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 7 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
The wait is over. Morning Call is back. Come visit us at our beautiful new location at the corner of Canal Boulevard and City Park Avenue. Enjoy our spacious outdoor patio, or come on in and savor the unique ambiance. Delight your taste buds with our hand-rolled sourdough beignets, our delicious French drip, dark roast coffee and chicory, or sample one of our other local offerings. For over 151 years, Morning Call has been patronized by tourists and notables the world over.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, tune-in radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.